Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. The story that we see in 2 Samuel 21 takes place later in King David's reign. The nation of Israel has faced numerous battles against the Philistines, and David, once the fearless giant slayer of his youth, is now an aging king. He finds himself weary in battle. But David is not alone. His mighty men stand by him. Verses 16 through 22 in this chapter list four Philistine warriors, all of whom were descendants of the giants, likely from Gath, the same city that once produced Goliath. These were not ordinary enemy soldiers. They were fearsome warriors intent on destroying Israel. However, David had built a culture of courage within his men. And one by one, mighty warriors of Israel rise up to defeat the enemies, particularly the freakishly strong giants, proving that the strength of a kingdom is not in one man, but in the brotherhood that fights together. So this passage reminds us of an essential truth. We were never meant to fight alone. Just as David had his mighty men, we too need community, accountability, and discipleship. So with that in mind, let me give you three points of prayer, two different peoples to pray for, and then one summary thought. Three points of prayer. Lord, help me to recognize my need for godly community. Show me how to be an encourager and protector of those around me. And keep me from the pride of self-sufficiency, drawing me into a deeper fellowship with your people. Two different peoples to pray for here. Oscar Guyton and his family are national changemakers in Nicaragua. And the Spanish LifeWord broadcasts for the people of the Americas, Caribbean, and Spain. Last thing, the Christian life was never meant to be a lone journey. True strength is found in biblical fellowship. Thank you.